Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldhar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf, the 11th Perek, Chelek. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. Before we start today's share, I want to share something exciting. We just launched the Zichu Remember Makos campaign 23 Blot in 23 days, and we need your help to make it a success. If you've experienced the power of Zichu, remembering what you've learned, reviewing in minutes, holding on to a daf, imagine what it can do for others. So in honor of the occasion and to facilitate everyone's success, yours included, we're giving away a free full-color Zichu Makos Simanim Sefer. It's 76 pages of write-ups, illustrations, step-by-step instructions to help anyone master the 23 Blot of Makos in just 23 days. So here's how you can help. Share the link with your friends and chavrusas. Just go to zichru.com/makos, and that's where they can order their free sefer. Tell people how Zichru has helped your learning. Encourage them to sign up and get the free sefer. So go to zichru.com/makos, M-A-K-K-O-S, and order your free sefer, and tell others to join the campaign and get their free sefer. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amanov taught that an apikoros has no share in Olam Haba. Beginning on the previous daf, numerous definitions are discussed. Number one, hamavaz a talmid chacham, one who disgraces a talmid chacham. Number two, one who disgraces someone in a talmid chacham's presence, but disgracing a talmid chacham himself may be the more severe magal panim b'torah, acting brazenly towards the Torah. Number three, Rabbi Yosef says, is those who say, Mayahanu l'rabbanan. How did the rabbis benefit us? L'didutanu, they learned Torah Shebeksav for themselves, and they studied Torah Shebaal Peh for themselves. Abai objected that such people are Magal Panim Torah, since a pasuk says the world's existence depends on the Torah. Number four, reminding his Rebbe of something they learned, saying, we said thus there, instead of master said thus there. Number five, saying, how did the rabbis benefit us? They never permitted a raven to us, nor prohibited a dove to us, meaning they don't teach us any novel rulings. Number six, using the expression hani rabbanan, those rabbis. Number seven, asking a question in a presumptive manner, such as, Miguelis Esther doesn't require a mantle, does it? And number eight, calling a teacher by his name. Point number two, Rav Dimi said, Asita Kadosh Baruch Hu Yiten L'Kol Tzadik B'Tzadik Malei Omso. Hashem is destined to give every tzadik reward as much as his handful. Abai wondered how a person can receive Hashem's handful of reward, since a pasuk describes the entire world as being the span of Hashem's hand. Rav Dimi responded that Rav Bar Mari taught that Kadosh Baruch Hu is destined to give every tzadik 310 worlds, based on the pasuk L'Hanchil Ohove Yesh, to grant those who love me substance. Yesh has a gematria of 310. Thus, tzaddikim will have ample space to receive Hashem's immense reward. Similarly, Rumer said, "B'mida sha'adam moded modedin lo." In the measure with which a person measures, they measure reward for him. Rabbi Yeshua objected, "Is it possible that if one gives his handful of charity to an ani, Hashem will give him his handful of reward in Olam Haba, since the whole world is the span of Hashem's hand?" Rabbeinu replied that the pasuk says the corpses of Gog will continually burn, although fire immediately burns flesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Rishayim the ability to receive their full punishment. Since Midah Tova Meruba Mamidas Paranus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's measure of beneficence is greater than his measure of punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly enable Tzaddikim to receive their full reward. And point number three, the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says, one who reads Sfarim Chitzonim, external books, has no share in Olam Haba. This means Sifrei Minim, books of heretics. Rav Yosef says that Sefer Bensira is also forbidden to read, or she explains that it includes worthless material, which causes Bittul Torah. Abai asked him what was objectionable in it and noted that several of its statements parallel Torah principles. For example, it says, Osei el davi b'libach, do not allow sorrow in your heart, the gavri gibarin katu davi, because sorrow has killed great men. Shlomo said similarly, Daga b'lev ish yashchena, if worry is in a man's heart, let him suppress it, which Amoraim darshaned as yisichenu madaito, he should remove the worry from his mind, or yisichenu l'achirim, he should tell it to others. The Gemara identifies objectionable statements in Ben Sira, describing a thin-bearded man as very wise, a thick-bearded man as a fool, and a man with a part in his beard who constantly strokes his beard as exceedingly clever. Still, Rav Yosef says we can expound Ben Sira's good materials, such as Isha Tova Matana Tova, a good wife is a good gift, Bechek Yirei Elohim Tunasein, she is given to the embrace of a God-fearing man. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph taught that an apikoros has no share in Olam Haba. Beginning on the previous Daf, numerous definitions are discussed. Number one, hamavaza Talmud Chacham, one who disgraces a Talmud Chacham. Number two, one who disgraces someone in a Talmud Chacham's presence, but disgracing a Talmud Chacham himself may be the more severe magal panim Torah, acting brazenly towards the Torah. Number three, Rabbi Yosef says, is those who say, Mayahanu Rabbanan. How did the rabbis benefit us? Lididutanu, they learned Torah Shebaksav for themselves, and they studied Torah Shebaal Peh for themselves. Abai objected that such people are Magal Panim Torah, since a Pasuk says the world's existence depends on the Torah. Number four, reminding his Rebbe of something they learned, saying, we said thus there, instead of master said thus there. Number five, saying, how did the rabbis benefit us? They never permitted a raven to us, nor prohibited a dove to us, meaning they don't teach us any novel rulings. Number six, using the expression Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis. Number seven, asking a question in a presumptive manner, such as, Migdol HaSeder doesn't require a mantle, does it? And number eight, calling a teacher by his name. Point number two, Rav Dimi said, Asi Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitan L'Kol Tzadik B'Tzadik Mali Omso. Hashem is destined to give every tzadik reward as much as his handful. Abai wondered how a person can receive Hashem's handful of reward, since a pasuk describes the entire world as being the span of Hashem's hand. Rav Dimi responded that Rav Barmari taught that Kadosh Baruch Hu is destined to give every tzaddik 310 worlds, based on the pasuk Ahancha Ohove Yesh, to grant those who love me substance. Yesh has a gematria of 310. Thus, tzaddikim will have ample space to receive Hashem's immense reward. Similarly, Rimer said, "Bemida she'adam moded modedin lo." In the measure with which a person measures, they measure a reward for him. Rabbi Yeshua objected, is it possible that if one gives his handful of charity to an ani, Hashem will give him his handful of reward in Olam Haba, since the whole world is the span of Hashem's hand? Rabbi Meir replied that the pasuk says the corpses of Gog will continually burn, although fire immediately burns flesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Rishayim the ability to receive their full punishment. Since Midah Tova Meruba Mamidas Paranus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's measure of beneficence is greater than his measure of punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly enable Tzaddikim to receive their full reward. And point number three, the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva says, one who reads Sfarim Chitzonim, external books, has no share in Olam Haba. This means Sifrei Minim, books of heretics. Rav Yosef says that Sefer Bensira is also forbidden to read, where she explains it includes worthless material which causes Bittul Torah. Abai asked him what was objectionable in it and noted that several of its statements parallel Torah principles. For example, it says, Ose el davi b'libach, do not allow sorrow in your heart, the gavri gibarin katu davi, because sorrow has killed great men. Shlomo said similarly, Daga b'lev ish yashchena, if worry is in a man's heart, let him suppress it, which Amoraim darshaned as yisichenu madaito, he should remove the worry from his mind, or yisichenu l'achirim, he should tell it to others. The Gemara identifies objectionable statements in Ben Sira, describing a thin-bearded man as very wise, a thick-bearded man as a fool, and a man with a part in his beard who constantly strokes his beard as exceedingly clever. Still, Rav Yosef says we can expound Ben Sira's good materials, such as Isha Tova Matana Tova, a good wife is a good gift, Bechek Yirei Elokim Tinasein, she is given to the embrace of a God-fearing man. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf, and our standard Siman is a monkey, a kof, a monkey. So here goes. In the monkey cage, where a talking monkey called Epicurus said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, the zookeeper came in to snatch the Sefer Ben Sira that another monkey was reading. Once again, slow motion. In the monkey cage, monkey, that must be Daf Kuf, kof, monkey. In the monkey cage, where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous opinions as to what constitutes an Apikoros, one being using the expression, Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis. So in the monkey cage, where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, which reminds us, Rav Dimi said, Asi Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitan L'Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Mali Omso. Hashem is destined to give every tzadik reward as much as his handful. Abai wondered how a person can receive Hashem's handful of reward, since a pasuk describes the entire world as being the span of Hashem's hand. Rav Dimi responded that Rav Barmari taught that Kadosh Baruch Hu is destined to give every tzadik 310 worlds based on the pasuk Ahancha Ohove Yesh, to grant those who love me substance. Yesh has a gematria of 310. Thus, tzaddikim will have ample space to receive a Kadosh Baruch Hu's immense reward. So in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Apicorus said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, the zookeeper came in to snatch the Sefer Bensira that another monkey was reading, which reminds us, in the Mishnah of Akiva says, one who reads Sfarim Chitzonim, external books, has no share in Olam Haba. This means Sifrei Minim, books of heretics. Rav Yosef says that Sefer Bensira is also forbidden to read, or she explains that it includes worthless material which causes Bittul Torah. The Gemara identifies objectionable statements in Bensira as describing a thin-bearded man as very wise, a thick-bearded man as a fool, and a man with a part in his beard, who constantly strokes his beard, as exceedingly clever. So once again, in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Apicorus said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, the zookeeper came in to snatch the Sefer Bensira that another monkey was reading. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Chazara. Daf Tzadivav. So the Sefer Daf Tzadivav is a town crier who proclaims the king's commands. So here goes. As a town crier, that must mean Daf Tzadivav, Tzav, Mitzvah. As a town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, which reminds the Gemara gives a background to Buchanetzer's four steps to defend Hashem's honor. So as a town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite the letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe, which reminds the Gemara brings the incident of Nebuzaradan breaking through the gates of Yerushalayim. He had a single axe left, and upon striking the gate with its blunt end, it opened. He went through the city, killing as he went, until he reached the base of Mikdash and lit it aflame. The Heichal began to ascend, but it was trampled from Shemaim. Nebuzaradan grew haughty, and a Baskel went forth. It is a killed nation that you've killed. It's a burned heichal you burn and ground flour that you've ground. Their destruction was decreed by Kodesh Baruch Hu and are not your successes. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe and was about to discover bubbling blood on the temple floor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Maisa of Nebuzaradan finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah, who was murdered 250 years earlier. Dav Tzadizayin, so the Simmer Dav Tzadizayin is a chess master. So here goes. The crowd at the Mashiach chess match, that must be on Dav Tzadizayin, chess. The crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, which reminds us, many descriptions are given about the generation when Ben David will come, when Mashiach will come, including Pnei Hador K'Pnei Kelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. V'ha'emes ne'ederes, truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before miners. So the crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive, which reminds us that the date of Mashiach's arrival cannot be discerned, contrary to sages who darshaned several psukim to determine when Mashiach would arrive. So the crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive. When the referee told them all to do tshuva, ma'isim tovim, like some people in the stands, if they want the game to actually happen, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Im Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalin." If Yisrael repents, they'll be redeemed. Im lav, ein nigalin. And if not, they'll not be redeemed. Rabbi Yeshua objects, if they don't repent, will they not be redeemed? Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu will establish a melech over them, whose decrees will be as harsh as Haman's. Yisrael oisim tshuva, and Yisrael will repent, machzirim lemutav, and Hashem will thereby return them to the right path. Daf Tzadiches. So the Simmer Daf Tzadiches relates to schok, and we use a clown. So here goes. At the Mashiach clown act, that must be on Daf Tzadiches, schok, clown. At the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzorah clown undo a bandage, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the Mashiach told Rabbi Shuben Levi that he was coming Hayom, today. Rabbi Shuben thought the Mashiach lied to him since he was coming today, and he did not. Eliyahu explained that he meant Hayom im bekol tishma'u, today, if you heed his voice. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzor clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevrei Mashiach, which reminds us, Ula said, "Yesi v'lech mineh, let Mashiach come, but I should not see him." Rabbi said the same, but Rabbi Yosef said, let him come and I should merit to sit even in the shadow of his donkey's dung. Abai asked Rabbi why he did not want to see Mashiach. If it's because of Chevel Shem Mashiach, the suffering preceding the arrival of Mashiach, but the Talmidim Rabbi Elezer asked him, Ma yasa adam yinatzel mechevel Shem Mashiach? What should a person do to be saved from the suffering before Mashiach? And he responded, Yasek b'Torah gemilas hasodim. He should involve himself in studying Torah and in acts of kindness. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Matzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevle Mashiach, a third clown walked on stage scared of being attacked by 400 men, Shemayigro Machet, which reminds us, two sources are provided for the principle of Shemayigro Machet, of chet taking away what a person already earned. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, behold, I'm with you and will guard you wherever you go, yet when Yaakov heard that Esau was marching towards him with an army, the pasuk says, V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzer lo, and Yaakov was greatly afraid and it distressed him. The reason is, Shaya Misyara Shem Yigro Machet, that he was afraid that perhaps a sin may cause him to lose the protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. Daf Tzadites, so the Simmer Daf Tzadites is a cheetah, so here goes. At the cheetah park, cheetah, that must wear on Daf Tzadites. At the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos HaMashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Nevim Kulan, Loniznabu El Yomos HaMashiach. All the Nevim only prophesized about the days of Mashiach. Of Olam Haba, Einu L'Rasa El Kim Zulascha. But regarding the world to come, no eye has seen, Hashem, except yours, Yas Mochakulo, that which he will do for one who awaits him. This disagrees with Shmuel, who said, Ein Ben Olam Hazel Yomos HaMashiach El Shibud Malkis Bol. But there's no difference between this world and the days of Mashiach, except for independence from subjugation by foreign governments. So at the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos HaMashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amarav taught that one who says Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, the Torah is not transmitted from Shamayim, has no share in Olam Haba. This is included under Kidvar Hashem Baza. He has despised the word of Hashem about which it says HaKares Tikares, that soul shall be completely cut off, meaning both from this world and Olam Haba. This includes even one who concedes to the entire Torah's veracity, except for a single pasuk, an extra or missing letter, or kal vachomer or gezer shava. Kidvar Hashem Bazal includes other people as well. So at the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos HaMashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, a farmer wearing cheetah-patterned overalls who planted but didn't harvest was schmoozing with a yeshiva bacher who learned but didn't review, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, whoever learns Torah but does not review it, adam is similar to a person who plants but does not harvest. Rabbi Yeshua says, whoever learns Torah and forgets it is like a woman who gives birth and then buries her child. Mikiva said, zamer b'chol yom, sing every day. Sing every day, meaning review constantly, even if it's familiar to you, like a song. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you discuss? Who is considered an apikoros? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number two, which daf do you learn about Nuvra Zadam breaking through the walls of Yerushalayim and destroying the temple that was already considered destroyed? That's on daf Tzadivav. Good. Number three, which daf do you have in Malchok is where the Kol Yisrael needs to do teshuvah for Mashiach to come? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number four, which daf do you learn that tzaddikim will be able to receive their vast reward in the future as they'll be given 310 worlds? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number five, which daf do you discuss Sanherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden? That's on daf Sadihei. Good. Number six, which stuff do you learn? The one who says Torah Einu Min HaShamayim has no Chelk in Olam Haba and is under the category of Kidvar Hashem Baza. That's on Daf Tzadites. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you learn that's futile to try to determine when Mashiach will come? That's on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you learn about Chizkiah's national Torah revolution and how even young boys and girls knew the dinim of Tuma and Tahara? That's on Daf Tzadi Dod. Good. Number nine, which do you learn about Sefer Ben Sira? That's on Daf Kuf. Good. Number ten, which do you learn that Nevi'im prophesies about Yomos HaMashiach, but Olam Haba no eye has seen? That's on Daf Tzadi Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.